Hang on to your cookies, because I've got a 100% true, yet stranger than fiction, episode for you today.
This podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is important to note that the information shared is not intended to diagnose or cure any conditions, and it does not offer advice or treatments for emotional or mental illnesses. The content presented reflects the personal opinions and tools for healthy living based on the author's own 25-year journey of living in the aftermath of childhood and early adulthood trauma, leading to personal healing and wholeness. The content creator does not provide professional advice. The purpose of this podcast is to share the author's recovery experiences and offer hope to others who may be suffering from the effects of past traumas, as the narrator once did. The tools and perspectives shared are based on personal experiences and should be considered as such. Please exercise your own judgment and discretion when applying any information or techniques discussed. Take what resonates with you and leave the rest behind, as everyone's journey is unique. Please note that it's always a good idea to consult with qualified professionals for specific advice or assistance related to emotional or mental health concerns. The identities of individuals and locations featured have been altered to safeguard their anonymity. All dialogues have been reconstructed based on actual occurrences, and voice portrayals have been modified to ensure the confidentiality of all individuals referenced. Any resemblance in the portrayal of a person is purely coincidental.
The content created in my videos and podcasts are a synthesis of my natural voice along with AI to keep things incognito.
The subject of this episode is When the Fun Becomes Folly, the fallout and way out of a gambling addiction.
Hey, it's me, the G, incognito. Hey there, welcome to my sanity box, where sharing sanity restoration tools is our vibe. Due to the fallout of unprocessed trauma, for more than half of my life, I was existing as a crazy person. Yeah, not living, only existing. These days, I see that my heartaches and headaches were due to my own unhealthy thinking. I didn't know any better, but today I do. And that's why I'm here to share things I wish I knew when I was crazy. Now let's dive in. The following conversation is based on a real event. Hey, it's me, the G, incognito.
Hey, G, it's me. I need help. My wife took our kids and moved to her sister's house in Indonesia. Oh, G, I'm in a world of hurt. I was feeling so bored during the COVID shutdown, so I began exploring things to do online. I found some gambling sites and I started playing online slots. I was having fun and it was chasing away my boredom. But gee, next thing I know, I can't stop playing those games. Day and night, all I want to do is play, play, play. But then I started to lose everything. I started selling my stuff to fund my gambling. Next thing I know, I can't pay the mortgage. And we lost our house. That's when my wife left. After that happened, I started gambling even more. I think I lost around $6 million already. And then I won. Last year, I won an $850,000 jackpot. I was so happy. I paid my rent for a year. I bought a beautiful, brand new BMW convertible. But then, I started losing again. And after almost a year, I had to sell the car just to have money to survive. Now, I got my tax form from the online casino, and I have tax liability for that jackpot. And of course, I don't have the money to pay the taxes. I just started a new job in New York City. Since I don't have a car anymore, it takes me almost 2 hours on public transportation to get to work each day, and the same to get home. So, I want to start my own consulting business so I can work from home instead of traveling 4 hours a day to and from work. Gee. Do you want to go into business with me? With your recovery expertise and my social media expertise, I can help take your online presence to a whole new level, and we can both make a lot of money. And since my wife won't talk to me anymore, I am thinking about trying online dating. I'm sure that will help me feel better and distract me from gambling. Gee, what do you think?
Yes, people, this conversation really happened, and here's how I handled it. Hey folks, time for a quick break to tell you about some cool stuff I offer on my website. Have you checked out my new ebook, The Steps I Took to Crush My Cruisy Before It Crushed Me? It's filled with unconventional strategies, off the wisdom, and a whole lot of fun. I know you're gonna love it. You can check it out on my website, mysanitybox.com. Also, my empathetic listening service is still currently available. So if you're going through some mess and need an empathetic ear, I'm here for you. Go to mysanitybox.com for more details. Now, let's step back into this episode. Let me tell you, seekers, this kind of compulsive behavior is way more common than you might think. I've been there too. While dealing with my own trauma fallout and mental health issues, I found myself caught up in a gambling compulsion for years before seeking help. Everyone's journey is different, though. While my experience wasn't as intense as this caller's, gambling took me down a path I never wanted to go and kept me there longer than I ever planned. In a similar vein to the caller's story, my own journey began innocently enough. Seeking socialization, entertainment, and an escape from life's pressures, I initially saw gambling as merely a harmless pastime. Little did I realize that this seemingly innocent distraction would gradually consume more of my time and finances than I ever intended. Before long, I was entangled in a cycle of behavior that I knew, deep down, was taking me down a path I shouldn't be on. I wish I knew when I was crazy that gambling could become a big problem, and that some people become compulsive gamblers, while others don't due to a mix of different reasons. It could be because of their genetics, brain chemistry, personality traits like being impulsive or risk-taking, or even their upbringing. Factors like unprocessed trauma, stress, peer influence, and easy access to gambling can also play a part. Essentially, it's a combination of nature, nurture, and life experiences that can push someone towards developing a gambling addiction. Let's face it, gambling is a fun and exciting escape from life's unpleasant realities. However, the odds of winning are very low, and when the distraction becomes a compulsion, insanity takes over and destroys your life. I've asked my friend to go over the 20 questions from the Gamblers Anonymous program that help people determine whether or not they are a compulsive gambler. Pay close attention and answer them honestly. Do your thing, Jay.
Glad to help you out, G. 1. Did you ever lose time from work or school due to gambling? 2. Has gambling ever made your home life unhappy? 3. Did gambling affect your reputation? 4. Have you ever felt remorse after gambling? 5. Did you ever gamble to get money with which to pay debts or otherwise solve financial difficulties? 6. Did gambling cause a decrease in your ambition or efficiency? 7. After losing, did you feel you must return as soon as possible and win back your losses? 8. After a win, did you have a strong urge to return and win more? 9. Did you often gamble until all your money was gone? 10. Did you ever borrow to finance your gambling? 11. Have you ever sold anything to finance gambling? 12. Were you reluctant to use gambling money for normal expenditures? 13. Did gambling make you careless of the welfare of yourself or your family? 14. Did you ever gamble longer than you had planned? 15. Have you ever gambled to escape worry, trouble, boredom, loneliness, grief, or loss? 16. Have you ever committed or considered committing an illegal act to finance gambling? 17. Did gambling cause you to have difficulty in sleeping? 18. Do arguments, disappointments, or frustrations create within you an urge to gamble? 19. Did you ever have an urge to celebrate any good fortune by a few hours of gambling? 20. Have you ever considered self-destruction or suicide as a result of your gambling?
Thanks, Jay. I really appreciate it. Now, it's recommended that if you've answered yes to more than 5 of those questions, you may have a gambling problem that needs to be addressed. It's been my experience that if I think I might have an issue with something or even someone, I probably do. You feel me? Otherwise, I wouldn't be feeling some kind of way about the situation. I wish I knew when I was crazy that my feelings are important warning signals and I need to pay attention to them instead of shutting them down with substances or behaviors, and that dealing with the tough stuff instead of running from it is the ticket to sanity and success. When it comes to compulsive gambling, it's not just a bad habit. It's an emotional illness. Like any addiction, it usually stems from some deep-rooted trauma we haven't dealt with yet. There's a lot more to unpack on this topic, but hey, I'll save that for another episode. So let me tell you about how I helped out my buddy, the caller. I passed on the same advice that helped me when I was in the thick of my own struggles. Basically, I was told to tackle my mental health issues first before diving into anything else, like starting a business. Turns out no amount of cash or success can fix you if your head's in a mess. I've learned that money's great for resources, not so much for happiness and peace. I recommended he give a 12-step recovery program for gamblers a shot and really throw himself into it instead of chasing after business deals. I pointed him towards the Gamblers in Recovery website for some solid info and support to help him get back on track. And since he also wanted my 2 cents on dating while still going through some tough times, I'll be covering that in the next episode. It's going to be a real eye-opener, so make sure you stick around. G says, real winners always help others who need some sanity too, so please be sure to share this message. Thanks for listening, and always remember, sanity is beautiful, but crazy is a headache.